This morning on WCHL, UNC reaches out to Rashad McCants. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools officials are left waiting for the state before they can finalize the budget.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
The UNC School of Medicine has made yet another medical breakthrough.
We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
And Chapel Hill saw its largest crowd ever for the 4th of July fireworks celebration. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. WCHL Championship Sports, P.J. Hairston's back in the news with an altercation with a high schooler at a Durham YMCA. Plus, Sylvia Hatchell attributes her recovery to her faith and exercise. And
what a Wimbledon final to cap a glorious 4th of July weekend.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM. At 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 72 degrees. Shooting for a high today and about 92 or 93. Lots of sunshine. It will be even warmer tomorrow, and pretty much the rest of the week will be in the middle 90s. UNC has reached out to Rashad McCants, according to the News and Observer. The university's Senior Associate Athletic Director for Compliance and Student Athlete Development, Vince Illy, confirmed on Sunday night that a registered letter was sent to the former UNC basketball standout's residence, as well as two text messages. The letter asked McCants if he will speak with Illy in greater detail about the potential NCAA infractions he says he witnessed while attending UNC. In an interview that aired June 6, McCants told ESPN's Outside the Lines that tutors wrote papers for him, and he remained eligible only because of paper classes that required no attendance, and that his coaches, including head coach Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was going on. He returned to ESPN June 11th with little new information after Williams was interviewed, saying he can't believe what his former player said was taking place. This request isn't the first in the investigation of UNC's academic irregularities. Former Assistant Attorney General for National Security and Homeland Security Advisor Kenneth Weinstein is conducting an independent external review. He said he reached out to McCants in May requesting an interview. That request was denied, and since McCants' appearance on ESPN, Weinstein said he has sent another request, hoping that he is now willing to speak. The NCAA announced last week that it has reopened its 2011 investigation into the university. In a statement, Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham said, quoting here, "The NCAA has determined that additional people with information and others who were previously uncooperative might now be willing to speak with the enforcement staff." Will Rashad McCants be one of those? Well, that remains to be seen. As state lawmakers wrangle over the budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school officials are struggling to anticipate how cuts to education funding will impact local classrooms. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Depending on which version of the state budget wins favor in the General Assembly in the coming days, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could be facing between $850,000 and $3 million worth of budget cuts. The school board held a special meeting last week to review options for dealing with those cuts. Elected leaders said the focus should be on protecting the student experience in the classroom. Here's board member Shell Brownstein.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
All agreed the House plan, which maintains funding for teaching assistants and includes a 5% pay raise for teachers, is the best-case scenario. Still, it would require $850,000 worth of local budget cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. A second tier proposed cuts could be necessary if the General Assembly adopts a budget similar to the Senate's version. That could include eliminating the district's service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. While all that would trim nearly $1 million, officials acknowledge that's not enough to account for the shortfall in the Senate's budget plan, which calls for an 11% pay raise while slashing funding for teaching assistants. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board hiring for 80 teaching assistant positions is on hold until the state's final budget is approved.
We've been preparing for this for over a year, and so the teacher assistants that were hired all throughout last year were placed on interim contracts, and while we'd like to hire them back, we're not going to do so until we have clarity.
School board officials hope to sign off on the local budget on July 17th, but they say another emergency meeting could be needed if the legislature unveils any last-minute surprises. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Scientists at the UNC School of Medicine recently made a breakthrough that could someday reduce the risk of deep vein thrombosis, as well as the risk caused by taking blood thinners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Science is a slow process, actually. There's fewer eureka moments than I wish we had. We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
That's Dr. Alyssa Wahlberg, an associate professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UNC School of Medicine. She's talking about factor 13, an enzyme that could be the key to revolutionizing the treatment and prevention of deep vein thrombosis. Between 60,000 and 100,000 people in the U.S. die of deep vein thrombosis or, in related cases, pulmonary embolism every year. People with deep vein thrombosis suffer from large clots that form inside blood vessels, usually in the legs. They can be caused by long periods of restricted movement, cancer, genetics, pregnancy, or taking oral contraceptives. If a clot travels through the bloodstream to obstruct an artery in the lungs, the resulting pulmonary embolism can be fatal. Many patients at risk for DVT rely on blood thinners that can cause side effects, including a small but scary risk of excessive bleeding. Researchers in Dr. Wahlberg's lab have been working for several years on a project to better understand venous thrombosis. They discovered that lab mice incapable of producing the enzyme factor 13 form clots that were half the size of those formed by normal mice.
Initially, we were interested in looking at how fibrinogen talks to leukocytes, white blood cells, and participates in thrombosis. And in the course of doing those experiments, we discovered that factor 13 was actually having the effect that we were seeing in our models. And at that point, we began really investigating how factor 13 was having that effect.
The discovery opens up the possibility of a new drug that would reduce the production of factor 13 in the body, thus reducing the risks caused by blood clots and the necessity of taking blood thinners. Wahlberg says she doesn't know how long it will take for this discovery to result in a new prescription drug on the market. She says that process generally takes about 10 years.
That's the truly humbling question. So probably a while still. We have a lot to understand about the mechanism of action. Once we understand that, then we have to be very selective and careful about choosing a molecule that appropriately inhibits factor 13 activity without causing any other effect that we may or may not expect.
The findings from Dr. Wahlberg's lab were recently published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation with Wahlberg as the senior author. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Nearly 300 people cast their votes in the first day of early voting, showing the one-race election carries as much importance as you might expect. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell are in a runoff for Orange County Sheriff because no Republicans filed before the May 6th primary. One of those men will take the place of Lindy Pendergrass, who has been the sheriff of Orange County for 32 years. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes in the early voting process because of the historically low turnout for runoffs. All 44 precincts will be open on Election Day, July 15th. Comparing day one of this early voting period to day one of the primary back in May, 180 fewer voters cast their ballots on Thursday. The polls were closed on Friday because of the July 4th holiday. Now, the polls will open again this morning at 9 o'clock, less than an hour from now. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. All week long, and on Saturday, they'll be open from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. That will conclude the early voting period. Election Day itself is July 15th, and all the polls open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Again, you're voting for either Charles Blackwood or David Caldwell. Everybody in Orange County should vote, and this is replacing our longtime sheriff, Lindy Pendergrass, who's been in that office for 32 years. So, very important election. Only place you can do that early is at the Orange County Election Headquarters in Hillsborough. Another 4th of July weekend is in the books now, and this year's festivities at Keenan Stadium on the UNC campus saw the biggest turnout yet. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
Following the celebrations of July 4th in Orange County, the events of the day are still fresh in people's minds, from the parades to the numerous outdoor activities. To close out the night, of course, was the nationally recognized fireworks display at Keenan Stadium. Production manager for the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, Wes Tillman, says that this 4th of July produced the biggest audience the event has ever had.
We just enjoyed a great evening celebrating with our community, and it was a record turnout with a wonderful show. We estimate that crowd to be around 35 to 38,000 people. Actually estimated based on the number of seats we make available at the stadium each year.
He also says that the show ran without any problems thanks to the help of the local professionals.
Everything Everything went very smoothly. All the folks at Parks and Recreation who helped coordinate the event worked very closely with all the UNC officials and our Chapel Hill Fire Department to make a great event.
In gratitude, Tillman says he offers his thanks to everyone that made the July 4th celebration this year such a success.
Just a big thank you to all those that were involved, especially those sponsors that choose to support the event each year.
Tillman also expressed his gratitude and praise for one local celebrity in particular for keeping the show going and making this Independence Day something to remember.
Mr. Ron Stutz is just an amazing master of ceremonies each year. He makes that stage sing, and we really appreciate everyone's support and contribution.
Wilson Borntrager, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, thanks for the kind words. It is 8:15 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing our usual slowdowns this morning, 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. NC-54 heading eastbound, that's Raleigh Road, seeing some delays as well as you travel between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. Might still see a little bit of delay on I-40 heading westbound, as there was an earlier accident at Apex Highway, that's NC-55, as you're traveling westbound on I-40. Seeing some slowdowns right around the Durham Freeway and further east because of that accident. Again, that's I-40 westbound. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is right now 73 degrees. Sunshine today. High today in the low 90s. Going to start to warm up here quickly. Another hot day on the way. Tonight mostly clear, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow even warmer. Mostly sunny. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the middle 90s. Tomorrow night mostly clear. Still 20% chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. On Wednesday, partly sunny. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the high in the middle 90s one more time. On Thursday, our high is in the upper 80s, but a bigger chance of rain. And for your weekend, in case you're wondering about that, high in the upper 80s again on Friday, then on Saturday and Sunday, our long-range forecast calls for highs in the low 90s. But, you know, things can change between now and then. But again, today is going to be really nice, although warm, high in the low 90s, but nothing but sunshine.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:17. The Transportation Security Administration is implementing new safety procedures in response to concerns that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce a bomb that security at the airport can't detect. The TSA is requiring that passengers coming to the United States from some airports turn on their electronic devices before getting on the plane. Devices that won't power up won't be allowed on board, and those passengers may have to undergo additional screening. Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, American political parties are far from beloved. Yet most people continue to align with one or the other. Those who claim allegiance to the parties say they're driven by a mix of inertia, preference for one side's policies over the other, and feeling that one can depart from the party line when necessary. That's according to an Associated Press poll. Despite heated politics, few say they prefer one party out of dislike for the others. But affiliation doesn't always equal admiration. One quarter of Republicans and 13% of Democrats say they dislike their own party. Investigators are trying to figure out if a fire that burned three school buses at a Raleigh high school was an accident or was intentionally set. The fire was reported around 10 p.m. on Saturday at Southeast Raleigh High School. Fire officials say all three buses were fully engulfed in flames when they arrived. Firefighters and police are trying to figure out the cause of the blaze, but they say it certainly seems suspicious. News around town this morning. UNC School of Medicine just received a $3 million gift from the William R. Keenan Jr. Charitable Trust to establish a program to encourage med students to work in underserved areas of the state. You heard a little bit about this from CBS just a few moments ago about how this is a concern with underserved areas not getting good doctors. And now they're going to try to change this. The aim is to provide financial support and opportunities for first-year medical students interested in careers in underserved rural and urban areas, particularly those with experience living or working in those communities. Same could be said for educators. There's an effort as well nationwide to get experienced teachers to teach in certain areas that don't normally get them. Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill has been awarded a national grant to support its production of A Midsummer Night's Dream this fall. The grant is for $25,000 given by Arts Midwest in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts. It's part of the Shakespeare and American Communities program. And Playmakers is one of only 40 theater companies all over the country to get this award. Playmakers will stage Midsummer from November 1st through December 7th in rotation with the Sondheim musical Into the Woods. For ticket information, visit playmakersrep.org. And don't forget, this Friday, July 11th, is Cow Appreciation Day at Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide, including the Chick-fil-A in University Mall here in Chapel Hill. On this day, Chick-fil-A is offering a free meal to any customer who shows up fully dressed as a cow. Customers can also get a free entree just for wearing any item that's cow-spotted, like a hat or a scarf or even a purse. Last year alone, more than 900,000 people dressed up as cows for their free meal nationwide. This year, Chick-fil-A is hoping to top 1 million. And if you don't just happen to have a spare cow suit lying around, on Tuesday, tomorrow, our Chick-fil-A at University Mall will host a family night from 5 until 7 p.m. to help families create their own costumes. It's kind of interesting. 8:21 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. UNC women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell told WRAL in a recent interview that she attributes her recovery from leukemia to her faith and her friends and exercise. The year 2013 was proving to be incredibly noteworthy for Coach Hatchell when being recognized as the winningest active coach in women's basketball, achieving her 900th career victory, and even being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, it was also the same year in which she was given the shocking news that she had a drastically low white blood cell count after a simple routine physical. Despite this news, however, she continued recruiting. And as she continued, she became ill with a mild sore throat that ended up sending her to the hospital, only to be informed by her doctor after a bone marrow biopsy that she had AML, acute myeloid leukemia. Hatchell, her family, and her Tar Heel basketball team were all impacted by this devastating turn. She missed the season pretty much, was not able to sit on the bench, and coach, assistant coach Andrew Calder, sat in as interim head coach and did an outstanding job. Coach Hatchell said she refused to let the disease beat her. With faith, exercise, and encouragement from her loved ones, Hatchell says she believes this is what brought her through such an immensely difficult time. Now that her AML is in remission, Hatchell says she still continues to do what she loves and lives with a greater appreciation for every little thing each and every day. Nothing is guaranteed. The Charlotte Hornets say they're looking into an altercation involving rookie P.J. Hairston and a person whose agent described as an area high school player during a pickup basketball game at the Durham YMCA. The Hornets issued a statement on Sunday night saying they're aware of the incident and are in the process of gathering additional information. P.J. Hairston's agent, Juan Morrow, says the unidentified player was over-aggressively playing Hairston, leading to a shoving match. Morrow says the player took a swing at P.J., and P.J. swung back. Not good judgment. Durham Police Department said they had no information about the incident when contacted on Sunday night, and it's not clear if police were even called. Hairston was a 26th pick in the draft by the Miami Heat, but was quickly traded to Charlotte. Two people familiar with the situation have told the Associated Press that LeBron James will meet with Miami Heat President Pat Riley this week before he makes a decision about where he's going to play basketball next season. The time and location were still being scheduled, said the people who spoke on condition of anonymity, because neither the Heat nor James announced their plans publicly. James is generally regarded to be the best player in the game, in the NBA, and a lot of players, a lot of teams out there really want him on their roster, but Miami Heat are going to try just as hard as they can to keep him there. James opted out of his contract with the Heat last month. His agent met with several teams last week, including Cleveland, where he spent his first 7 NBA seasons before going to Miami. Novak Djokovic is the Wimbledon men's singles champion once again after overcoming a late collapse and withstanding a match that lasted nearly 4 hours. Djokovic blew a comfortable lead in the fourth set before holding off Switzerland's Roger Federer 6-7, 7-4, 7-6, 5-7, 6-4. The Serbian was up 5-2 in the fourth and had championship point in the 10th game of the set before Federer extended the match. Djokovic broke Federer in the final game to claim his second Wimbledon crown and first since 2011. Federer was seeking his record 8th Wimbledon crown. Djokovic took the title in 2011. Petra Kvitova won the women's singles title yesterday, beating Eugenie Bouchard 6-3, 6-love in 55 minutes. Djokovic's win closes out a Wimbledon in which no U.S. singles player reached the round of 16. That was rather unusual, to say the least. It has not happened since 1911, over 100 years ago. However, Noah Rubin has bolstered America's hopes for the future by winning the boys' singles title, defeating fellow U.S. player Stefan Kozlov 6-4, 4-6, 6-3. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports. It's 8:25.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What a Wimbledon final to cap a glorious 4th of July weekend. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. With Hurricane Arthur blowing by us to the east and the U.S. bowing out in the World Cup, we were left with some great foreign competition on the fields and court if you came in out of the spectacular weather to watch any HDTV. Wimbledon had a week ago lost its last American player, so why not tune in Sunday morning to watch Roger Federer try to win his 8th gentleman singles over the off-snake-bitten Novak Djokovic, who had lost 3 straight Grand Slam championship matches in 5 of the last 6 since winning his first Wimbledon in 2011. I sat down to watch a little bit. Couldn't move for almost 4 hours in what turned out to be one of the greatest Wimbledon finals ever. The story was not only Djokovic winning in 5 grueling sets, but how the 6-2 Serb played the last 2 sets with a cramping right leg and the ghosts of past-blown majors dancing in his head. He did it with brilliant shot-making, but also great guile to pace himself while finding his opening. With Federer's 100-plus mile-an-hour serve resulting in 4 times as many aces, Djokovic almost conceded those games, trying to keep ahead by holding his serve until the opportunity for a break presented itself, while conserving his energy and favoring his leg. When he missed 2 chances in the 4th set to win, Wags must have been getting ready to roll out the Djokovic line. But his strategy in the final set worked perfectly. He began serving and held serve each time, going up 5-4, and then seized his next championship point opportunity on Federer's 5th service game. He finally won the 4-plus hour match when a now-exhausted Federer hit a long return into the net. The way Djokovic paced himself and fought off the demons of past disappointments was remarkable theater on the grass, which, by the way, he bent down and tasted after the match ended. With Americans falling off the tennis map, the sport has again lost its luster in this country. But anyone who happened to watch Sunday morning, countryman or not, tennis fan or not, had to be taken with Djokovic's strategy and mental fortitude on his way to his 2nd Silver Gill Cup inscribed with the All England Lawn Tennis Club logo. Great gumption, Novak. Djokovic no more. This is Archansky. See ya.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Start something great at Durham Tech. Priority registration for fall semester for continuing students begins July 7th. Priority registration for new students begins July 17th. Go to durhamtech.edu/registration for more information. And remember, continuing education courses are offered all summer long. Have any questions? Get them answered by phone, email, or online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Phil Ford of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Phil. It is 8:30 at WCHL, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny skies, high today in the low 90s. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 60s. So far so good, although rather warm today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 95. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, but a 20% chance for showers, maybe even a storm in the evening tomorrow. Low tomorrow night in the low 70s. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high in the middle 90s. Boy, a hot week on the way. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Break in a politically charged murder in Israel. Correspondent Robert Berger.
Three of the six Jewish suspects in the murder of the 16-year-old Palestinian have confessed to the crime. Police say they reenacted the killing at the site where his charred body was found in a Jerusalem forest.
At the Jerusalem Post, editor Gil Hoffman says the suspects had not been followed by the Israeli security agency, and though they to this point had not had criminal records.
This is a country that can boast a legal system that put such people behind bars for a very long time.
Also today, military aircraft from Israel targeted 14 positions in Gaza. Going after Hamas, government spokesman Mark Regev.
We are acting to protect our people. We are targeting the terrorists in Gaza, those firing the rockets, and Hamas has to understand this must stop.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
74 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The university has reached out to Rashad McCants, according to the News and Observer, UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director for Compliance and Student Athlete Development, Vince Illy, confirmed last night that a registered letter was sent to the former UNC basketball player's residence, as well as two text messages. The letter asked McCants if he will speak with Illy in greater detail about the potential NCAA infractions he says he witnessed while attending UNC. In an interview that aired June 6, McCants told ESPN's Outside the Lines that tutors wrote papers for him and he remained eligible only because of paper classes that required no attendance, and that his coaches, including head coach Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was going on. He returned to ESPN June 11th with little new information after Roy Williams was interviewed, saying he can't believe what his former players said was taking place. This request is not the first in the investigation of UNC's academic irregularities. Former Assistant Attorney General for National Security and Homeland Security Advisor Kenneth Weinstein is conducting an independent external review, as you know. He said he reached out to McCants in May requesting an interview. That request was denied, and since McCants' appearance on ESPN, Weinstein said he has sent another request, hoping he is now willing to speak. and has not gotten a response from that request. The NCAA announced last week it has reopened its 2011 investigation into the university. In a statement, Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham said the NCAA has determined that additional people with information and others who were previously uncooperative might now be willing to speak with the enforcement staff. Will one of those people be Rashad McCants? We don't know. A state lawmaker's wrangle over the budget. Chapel Hill Carborough school officials are struggling to anticipate how cuts to education funding will impact our local classrooms. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Depending on which version of the state budget wins favor in the General Assembly in the coming days, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could be facing between $850,000 and $3 million worth of budget cuts. The school board held a special meeting last week to review options for dealing with those cuts. Elected leaders said the focus should be on protecting the student experience in the classroom. Here's board member Shel Brownstein.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
All agreed the House plan, which maintains funding for teaching assistants and includes a 5% pay raise for teachers, is the best case scenario. Still, it would require $850,000 worth of local budget cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. A second tier proposed cuts could be necessary if the General Assembly adopts a budget similar to the Senate's version. That could include eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. While all that would trim nearly $1 million, officials acknowledge that's not enough to account for the shortfall in the Senate's budget plan, which calls for an 11% pay raise while slashing funding for teaching assistants. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board hiring for 80 teaching assistant positions is on hold until the state's final budget is approved.
We've been preparing for this for over a year, and so the teacher assistants that were hired all throughout last year were placed on interim contracts, and while we'd like to hire them back, we're not going to do so until we have clarity.
School board officials hope to sign off on the local budget on July 17th, but they say another emergency meeting could be needed if the legislature unveils any last-minute surprises. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Right now, they're in a state of limbo, just waiting to see what the General Assembly will do. Scientists at the UNC School of Medicine recently made a breakthrough that could someday reduce the risk of deep vein thrombosis, as well as the risk caused by taking blood thinners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Science is a slow process, actually. There's fewer eureka moments than I wish we had. We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
That's Dr. Alyssa Wahlberg, an associate professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UNC School of Medicine. She's talking about factor 13, an enzyme that could be the key to revolutionizing the treatment and prevention of deep vein thrombosis. Between 60,000 and 100,000 people in the U.S. die of deep vein thrombosis or, in related cases, pulmonary embolism every year. People with deep vein thrombosis suffer from large clots that form inside blood vessels, usually in the legs. They can be caused by long periods of restricted movement, cancer, genetics, pregnancy, or taking oral contraceptives. If a clot travels through the bloodstream to obstruct an artery in the lungs, the resulting pulmonary embolism can be fatal. Many patients at risk for DVT rely on blood thinners that can cause side effects, including a small but scary risk of excessive bleeding. Researchers in Dr. Wahlberg's lab have been working for several years on a project to better understand venous thrombosis. They've discovered that lab mice incapable of producing the enzyme factor 13 form clots that were half the size of those formed by normal mice.
Initially, we were interested in looking at how fibrinogen talks to leukocytes, white blood cells, and participates in thrombosis. And in the course of doing those experiments, we discovered that factor 13 was actually having the effect that we were seeing in our models. And at that point, we began really investigating how factor 13 was having that effect.
The discovery opens up the possibility of a new drug that would reduce the production of factor 13 in the body, thus reducing the risks caused by blood clots and the necessity of taking blood thinners. Wahlberg says she doesn't know how long it will take for this discovery to result in a new prescription drug on the market. She says that process generally takes about 10 years.
That's the truly humbling question. So probably a while still. We have a lot to understand about the mechanism of action. Once we understand that, then we have to be very selective and careful about choosing a molecule that appropriately inhibits factor 13 activity without causing any other effect that we may or may not expect.
The findings from Dr. Wahlberg's lab were recently published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation with Wahlberg as the senior author. You can find this story at our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Nearly 300 people cast their vote on the first day of early voting last Thursday. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell are in a runoff for Orange County Sheriff. There are no Republicans who file before the May 6th primary, so that means that one of these men will take the place of Lindy Pendergrass, who has served as Orange County Sheriff for 32 years. Only the Board of Elections headquarters is taking votes in the early voting process. Because of the historically low turnout for runoffs, all 44 precincts will be open on Election Day, July 15th. And if you're wondering where the Board of Elections headquarters is, the address is 208 South Cameron Street in downtown Hillsboro. You can go there and vote early. That is the only place you can do it. Comparing day one of this early voting period to day one of the primary back in May, 180 fewer voters cast their ballots on Thursday. The polls were closed on Friday because it was the 4th of July. Well, the polls will open for early voting again this morning in about 20 minutes at 9 o'clock. It will be open from 9 to 5 all week, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. That will conclude early voting. And then Election Day itself is July 15th. All the polls open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. that day. Again, you're voting for either Charles Blackwood or David Caldwell as the next sheriff of Orange County. Another 4th of July weekend is in the books. This year's festivities at Keenan Stadium saw the biggest turnout yet. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
Following the celebrations of July 4th in Orange County, the events of the day are still fresh in people's minds, from the parades to the numerous outdoor activities. To close out the night, of course, was the nationally recognized fireworks display at Keenan Stadium. Production manager for the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, Wes Tillman, says that this 4th of July produced the biggest audience the event has ever had.
We just enjoyed a great evening celebrating with our community, and it was a record turnout with a wonderful show. We estimate that crowd to be around 35 to 38,000 people. That's actually estimated based on the number of seats we make available at the stadium each year.
He also says that the show ran without any problems thanks to the help of the local professionals.
Everything went very smoothly. All the folks at Parks and Recreation who helped coordinate the event worked very closely with all the UNC officials in our Chapel Hill Fire Department to make a great event.
In gratitude, Tillman says he offers his thanks to everyone that made the July 4th celebration this year such a success.
Just a big thank you to all those that were involved, especially those sponsors that choose to support the event each year.
Tillman also expressed his gratitude and praise for one local celebrity in particular for keeping the show going and making this Independence Day something to remember.
Mr. Ron Stutz is just an amazing master of ceremonies each year. He makes that stage sing, and we really appreciate everyone's support and contribution.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Wes. Thank you so much. 841 at WCHL. And let me say also, Wes Tillman does a fantastic job coordinating all of that stuff every year. It gets bigger and bigger, bigger and better every year. Next year will be even bigger and better than this year. It's 841 at WCHL. Coming up next, we have today's commentary on the way from Matt Bailey.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
74 degrees at 844.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. For decades, it's been illegal to discriminate against families with children when you rent out a house or apartment. While I'm sure that's not their intent, that's pretty much what OWASA does every month when they send out our water bills. Like a lot of water companies these days, OWASA uses a tiered rate structure to encourage water conservation. Install low-flow toilets and showerheads, you pay less per gallon. Waste our precious tap water to keep your front lawn looking like Biltmore, you'll pay more per gallon. Sounds good, right? Well, it is good, when you set the rates correctly. The problem is, OWASA's tiered rate structure is so unrealistic, as soon as you have children, it's almost impossible to stay at the affordable rate. Most water companies gradually raise rates starting at 3,000 or 4,000 gallons a month, but OWASA jacks up our rates 2.5 times per gallon once you hit just 2,000 gallons a month. Back when I was single, my bachelor lifestyle of skipping showers and putting off laundry made it easy to stay at OWASA's conservation rate. But the fact is, young children take baths, not showers. And as any parent will tell you, kids have a way of turning every day into laundry day. Add in the high connection fees and sewer rates, and while the average family in Raleigh pays $41 a month for their water, we pay OWASA $71 a month on average. That's just about the highest residential water bill in the state. It's bad enough that OWASA charges us almost twice what neighboring counties charge their families for water, but charging 2.5 times per gallon more just because you give your kids a bath and wash their clothes isn't being environmentally conscientious. It's darn close to discriminating against children. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Kyle Eng. Just last month, the North Carolina Supreme Court struck down the law that prohibits talking on the phone while driving in Chapel Hill. We hit the streets to find out if you think cell phone use while driving is appropriate.
My name is Jamie. I live in Carrboro, and I don't think it's okay to talk while driving.
My name is Benjamin Gere, and I live in the Chapel Hill area, and I don't think it's safe for you to text and drive because it puts your life in harm's way.
My name is Steve Hoberman, and I think you should not text while driving. I think it's very dangerous to both yourself and the other people who are driving.
I'm Mariana. I go to UNC, and I think it's, I mean, it's okay if you're on like a headset maybe, but probably shouldn't talk on your phone while you're driving. Like, I mean, I do it sometimes, but it's a bad idea.
Do you think talking on the phone while driving is a safe thing to do?
I'm Daquan Johnson. I live in Chapel Hill. I do not think it's safe to talk while driving. Accidents are bad. I've seen a lot of accidents, and they can get real bad. Talking can be one of them.
My name is Alex Romero. I live here in Chapel Hill area. And talking while you're driving, normally I'd say it's not the best thing to do, but in all honesty and in my personal experience, I mean, it all comes down to multitask and a lot of different circumstances. Like, if you're in heavy traffic, it's not a hands-free set, and there's other stuff you should be doing, then no. But same time, and my mom calls me and it's a 2-minute conversation and I'm on a residential road where no one's around, then it's not hurting anybody as long as I don't hit a tree or a mailbox. So I'd say it comes down to circumstance, but as a rule of thumb, you should stray away from it.
My name is Taylor, and I think as long as you're paying attention and monitoring your surroundings, it's okay to talk to your friends while you're driving.
My first name is Larry, and our company policy is we don't drive and talk on the phone. So yes, it is a distraction. You know, whether it should be outlawed, I don't know, but I think it's a harm to other people when you do it.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
It is 8:50 at WCHL. Time now to take one look, last look at morning traffic on WCHL. Brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Well, things moving along fairly smoothly this morning. We haven't had any major problems as far as the traffic is concerned. Anytime throughout the day, not just in the morning, but anytime during the day, feel free to call the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Let us know if you know of something that we're not reporting, and we'll pass along the word. And you can also get in touch with us by tweeting us at WCHL, and we appreciate that very much. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather after this word from Crown Honda of South Point. Home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. ...74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny skies today, high today in the low 90s. Another hot one. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Today, actually kind of nice, although a little on the warm side. But tomorrow, it's going to get even warmer, and we also have a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Only about a 20% chance, but a chance nonetheless. High tomorrow, 95. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. On Wednesday, partly sunny, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of muggy with a high of 95 again on Thursday. Our high temperature will be in the upper 80s. Same goes for Friday. On Saturday and Sunday, we're back up in the low 90s, so we have really warm weather on the way. 8:52 at WCHL, and good morning to you.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Do you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it and what does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, and tell me the answers to those questions before anyone else does, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Again, your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We've honored a lot of firefighters here at WCHL as hometown heroes, and indeed they are. We call on Dace Bergen of the Chapel Hill Fire Department to tell you all about another one.
Well, Jerry Boone came to work for us about 10 years ago. He's currently a captain with the fire department. And he's our logistics officer, which means that he keeps our trucks working, our equipment working, and anything that we need in terms of support. And he does that tirelessly. He works many extra hours to make sure that everything's up and running the way it should. He's just put in a lot of time.
In addition to all the things he does with the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Jerry Boone is a nice guy to be around.
He's a very nice guy. He's pretty gentle. He's got a good sense of humor, and he's very intelligent.
Jerry Boone is one relentless and tireless firefighter.
It's obvious that he has a huge love for it. In addition to working for us full-time, he also, the last I talked to him about it, he was working part-time at another fire department and also volunteering at a fire department where he lives.
Wow, that's amazing. So he's with three different fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's always positive and sets a great example for other firefighters. Jerry Boone is always focused on the task at hand.
He has a very can-do attitude, and he's always totally focused on the goal. So whatever needs to be done, he's willing to do to ensure that that it's taken care of.
He's the captain with the Chapel Hill Fire Department. His name is Jerry Boone, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Jerry, thanks for all you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
856 at WCHL. Congratulations, Pat Davis. Called in with the word of the day. The word of the day from Wayne Pond is Floridita, F-L-O-R-I-D-I-T-A. It means a classic daiquiri riff, and it's named for an iconic bar down in Florida somewhere. Wayne was talking about Floridita. I never heard of that because I've never been there, and you probably haven't either, but that is our word of the day, Floridita, F-L-O-R-I-D-I-T-A. Pat Davis gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers, and Wayne Pond will be back with another word of the day tomorrow on WCHL at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, tomorrow also is Rock and Roll Tuesday. That means that Freddie Kiger will have a rock and roll trivia quiz at about 10 minutes until 7. Bright and early tomorrow.
Roll, roll, roll your cart gently to the street. Blue cart for recycling, that is really neat.
This is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
And this is Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
And this is Mayor Tom Stevens.
And it's time to use your new recycling carts instead of your old bins. You can keep your old bins for household use or recycle them by putting them in your new cart.
Call Orange County Solid Waste 919-968-2788 or recycling at orangecountync.gov.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so Buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather, 74 degrees right now. Look for lots of sunshine today and actually a really nice day, except it is going to be on the warm side. Our high today in the low 90s. Tonight mostly clear with low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow even warmer, mostly sunshine, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, middle 90s. Tomorrow night mostly clear, slight chance of rain with low in the low 70s. And on Wednesday, another really hot day, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And the high on Wednesday in the middle 90s. So really warm most of the week. Today, probably our nicest day of the week, with a high in the low 90s, less sunshine. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. Israel says airstrikes have hit at least 14 Hamas terror sites, including hidden rocket launchers this morning. Hamas says at least 9 people have died, and there are new details about 6 men arrested for killing a 17-year-old Palestinian. CBS's Robert Berger.
3 of the Jewish suspects have reconstructed the murder of the Palestinian teenager for police after confessing to the crime. Police say they took the suspects to a Jerusalem forest where the charred body was dumped, and they gave a detailed account of what happened.
The murder is believed to be revenge for the kidnapping and murders of 3 Israeli teens. In his strongest words yet, Pope Francis says sex abuse by Roman Catholic priests was, quote, camouflaged with a complicity, and begged forgiveness. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi says those words came in a meeting with 6 victims this morning.
If you see the person that come out of this meeting with the Pope, you understand it was not a public relation event.
An earthquake in Central America has killed at least 2 firefighters in Guatemala. It's been strongly felt in Mexico.